I'm Molly Ingram, and I cover Connecticut for WSHU Public Radio. Staying well-informed is essential to a strong democracy. Understanding the facts and cutting through the noise takes work. At WSHU, our mission is to help you do just that, with coverage from our newsroom, NPR, and the BBC. Your financial support makes it all possible. We're expanding our world together.
Yesterday is when we set our clocks back an hour to leave daylight savings time and return to standard time. Yale Medicine sleep expert Lynelle Schneeberg is among those who would like to drop the practice of changing clocks twice a year.
Sleep experts think it should be scrapped. What we should choose is standard time. Standard time is better at matching the sun to our natural clocks and to our social clocks.
Schneeberg says switching permanently to standard time would give people more morning light, allowing us to feel more alert during the morning hours. For those struggling to sleep at night until they adapt, Schneeberg says you don't have to leave your smartphone in a different room. Instead, put it in night mode and play a podcast or audiobook, but do not check that work email. This is WSHU's After All Things, with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Election Day is tomorrow. This episode, we've got everything you need to know about the local races in our region. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Stratford, Connecticut leads the state in absentee ballots and early voting heading into tomorrow's municipal general elections. WSHU's Ebong Udama has the details.
There's a heated contest between Stratford's two-term incumbent Republican mayor, Laura Heideck, and Democratic challenger David Chess, a retired physician. It's boosted early voting and absentee ballot turnout in the town. More than 3,800 votes were cast by last Friday. The Secretary of the State's office says Milford had the second highest number of early voting, with more than 3,500, followed by Hamden. New Britain has an open seat for mayor after incumbent Aaron Stewart decided to run for governor. Stewart is a Republican in a largely Democratic city. But the contest did not make the top 10 early voter turnout races in the state. Election Day voting in Connecticut is from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Early voting on Long Island ended yesterday, but the polls will open again tomorrow for Election Day. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more on what voters can expect to see on their ballots.
Voters in both Nassau and Suffolk counties will choose candidates for several offices, including town supervisors and council members, judges, and county legislators. Nassau voters will decide whether to re-elect incumbent Republican Bruce Blakeman for a second term as county executive, or whether to give Democratic challenger and current legislator Seth Coslow a shot. Flip the ballot over, and all New Yorkers will see a proposal about whether to keep Olympic sports trails on state land in the Adirondacks. Suffolk voters will also have Proposition 2 about whether to extend the length of legislator terms from 2 years to 4 years. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
New York State officials announced a milestone in the effort to remove chemical contamination under Bethpage Community Park. A three-phase remediation plan began there back in 2020. Military contractor Grumman Aerospace had used the site as a chemical dumping ground after World War II. Amanda Lefton is commissioner of the State Department of Environmental Conservation. She announced the end of phase two at the park last week.
We removed more than 460 pounds of that VOC contamination in less than 13 months.
Lefton says that means almost 2,000 pounds of volatile organic compounds have been removed from the ground in total. The next phase of the cleanup will remove contamination underneath the parking lot at the park. Coming up, a deep dive into the local races in Connecticut.
Local support for After All Things comes from Hartford Healthcare. For the second time, all hospitals received A ratings from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent hospital monitor. This means that patients have access to the safest level of care, no matter which hospital they choose.
Hamas has returned the remains of a 21-year-old Israeli-American soldier from Long Island. It comes more than a year after Omer Neutra was killed in the October 7, 2023 attacks on Israel. Neutra's family says the recovery brings closure after months of uncertainty. Nassau County says it will provide $50,000 a week to each of Long Island's two largest food banks until the federal government shutdown ends. County Executive Bruce Blakeman declared a food emergency over the weekend. County officials say the new funds are in addition to money currently provided to the banks. A former Sacred Heart University student has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for a DUI crash that seriously injured five other people, including four fellow students. Tyler Delk took his roommate's car without permission and was driving 85 miles per hour when he crashed into an Uber with the four students near campus in September of 2023. Crews in Suffolk County have begun to repair the Shinnecock Canal Bridge that was damaged by flooding in Thursday's storm. Westbound Sunrise Highway has been reduced to one lane on the bridge's left shoulder. Officials instituted a detour to Montauk Highway for this morning's commute. Repairs could take a week. Tomorrow is Election Day in Connecticut. Without any statewide races on the ballot, which local races are drawing eyes? WSHU's Ebong Udama spoke with the Connecticut Mirror's Mark Pazniokas, who's done in-depth reporting on this. Their conversation is part of the collaborative podcast, Long Story Short.
National politics seldom play a role in Connecticut municipal elections, but this year might be different because of Donald Trump. Is that why you decided to look into what the Democrats are doing on the local level in Connecticut, especially in New Britain, where a longtime Republican incumbent is giving up her seat to run for governor?
That is one reason. The other reason is, look, when you're a reporter looking for common themes in municipal races, quite frequently, they're just not there. But I decided to take a look at the five communities where there are open mayoral or first selectman races. And in four of those five communities, Republicans hold those offices, even though those communities are overwhelmingly Democratic. So this is an opportunity for the Democrats to make some inroads. Now, at the same time, the president, the Congress has made the suspension of SNAP very relevant issue, and as well as threats to Medicaid. And in New Britain, this has been used by the Democrats to try to increase the voter turnout.
Now, let's talk a little bit about New Britain itself. It's a largely Democratic city. They have a higher registration in New Britain than Republicans, but they've had a Republican mayor for the past 12 years. How did that come about?
Erin Stewart has, she's well-known. She's a product of the local schools. She's a very charming, engaging woman who was elected at the age of 26. Now, her father had also been mayor, but she has succeeded by taking advantage of the fact that the Democratic advantage tends to be blunted by the low urban turnout in non-presidential years. So in a presidential year, you know, the turnout might be, 65%, 70% more. In a mayoral election in New Britain, the turnout's been about 26%. So, and the other, kind of rule of thumb when you look at turnout in the cities, the two biggest predictors of turnout tend to be income and education. And in a struggling city, you're going to get a lot of folks who are struggling. And, voting is not necessarily top of mind. The poverty rate in New Britain is about 20%. They have almost 11,000 people who get SNAP food benefits. You've got even a greater number who rely on Medicaid for health care. So this year, the Democrats have certainly made federal issues part of their campaign. Now, Republicans will say, quite reasonably, why should you blame a municipal Republican for something that's going on in Washington? And that's absolutely fair, but that's not really how federal issues affect municipal races. It's a question of who is now inspired to turn out that might not otherwise. Who is angry? Who wants to show up? And we saw that in 2018. in Connecticut after President Trump's first election as president in 2016, there were, you know, there was a greater turnout among younger urban types, and that helped Ned Lamont be elected in 2018 for governor.
Okay, quickly before we go, the other races that you looked at, a quick synopsis of each one of them.
Well, okay, in Westport, you have Jen Tucker, who won narrowly 4 years ago. Westport is one of those, you know well down in Fairfield County. That's one of those Fairfield County towns that has trended Democratic over the last decade or more. So the Democrats are hopeful they can regain first electman's office. Further up the coast in Brantford, you have a very popular Republican first electman who is not running for re-election. The voter registration favors the Democrats, but Brantford also has sort of a conservative voter base. There are some blue-collar Democrats when you get further away from those very expensive neighborhoods close to the water. You also have Norwich has gone back and forth over the years. Peter Nystrom, who is a conservative Republican, former state rep, he's not running. And so, again, the Democrats have a significant voter registration advantage. There's also, you know, as a footnote there, the councilman who is running on the Democratic line is of the Sikh faith, and he would be the first Sikh mayor in Connecticut. So that's something to look for. And then you have in Torrington, but it's a little different thing. It's an open race for mayor, but Torrington is one of those places that's really kind of a 50-50 split as far as voter registration. President Trump has won there, not by huge margins necessarily. One of the other races to look for, it's not an open seat, but in Bristol, another one of those places that's a very competitive city, the mayor, the Republican mayor who unseated a Democrat 4 years ago, they're in a rematch. Republican Jeff Caggiano and Democrat Ellen Zappos-Sasu. So, you know, those are kind of the fun things to look at because none of the big cities either have election mayoral elections or they're not competitive. It's mid-cycle for the city for some of the cities that have four-year terms for mayor. Stamford and New Haven have elections, but you know the incumbents there are heavily favored.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Mark. We'll see what happens.
Thank you.
Mark Pazniokas is Capital Bureau Chief and co-founder of the Connecticut Mirror. I'm Ebon Udama.
For the latest news from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or with our free WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. Hunger touches every community, and so does generosity. Find local food drives, pantries, and meal programs on WSHU's new Community Food Resources page. Whether you'd like to give support or you need it yourself, everything is in one place at WSHU.org. I'm Sabrina Garone. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll speak tomorrow.